I think also to remember that God is sovereign in the matter of salvation gives all of us confidence. People's eternal destinies are not hanging on my abilities. If they are, then we're all in trouble.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, we're glad you've joined us for this episode. Now, we would really love to hear from you. So if you would like to make an observation or ask us a question, just leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. And if you would like to learn how to help us produce this podcast, go to our website, straighttruth.net. Also on the website, you can find links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. So be sure to subscribe to one of those and go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. Well, our next question has to do with sharing the gospel and being bold in evangelism. So this question is from another listener, Brenda. And Brenda says that she's always struggled to share the gospel with others. I have done it a few times, but not in a direct way, only a general way. And as I examine my heart, I see that I fear rejection of man, I'm afraid to be offended, and I feel inadequate. She has a desire, she says, to share the gospel, but seems like she can't. How can she overcome all these sins? She says, how can I overcome all these sins and share the gospel with boldness?
Well, it sounds like to me she knows the answers. I mean, so she's identified that fear of man is a big part of this.
Yeah.
Fear of rejection is a big part of this. And so one of the ways we overcome it is just our desire. She desires to share the gospel. That's a great thing. She desires to give a reason for the hope that she has. And now she just has to be ready to do it. And that means that readiness is not just from the standpoint of information. I think one of the things that will give her more confidence is to sit down with someone who's a little older in the Lord than she is and say, can you give me some help? Can you talk to me about ways that you've witnessed? And can you give me ways to get into the conversation and what happens if it turns in the wrong direction? And that sort of thing, I think, will help give her confidence. I think also to remember that God is sovereign in the matter of salvation gives all of us confidence. People's eternal destinies are not hanging on my abilities. If they are, then we're all in trouble. So all that I can do at any given time is my best in the Lord. And God is constantly using crooked sticks to draw straight lines. You know, he's using frail, weak, imperfect vessels to do things that are mighty and eternal in nature. And by using us, what he makes clear is that all glory goes to him. Because no one has ever been saved in a way that's explained by the human instrumentality involved in the gospel encounter. It's always explained by God's ability. It's by God that we're in Christ Jesus, by his doing, that we're in his Son. So she can relax in the knowledge. It's not all resting on her. So I would say better preparation. Talk to someone who can help you be prepared, but then also rest in the sovereignty of God. Your role in this is just to be faithful. Also remember that sharing the gospel, some are planting, some are watering, some are harvesting. So don't feel like you have to get everything you know about the gospel in its totality into every conversation. It's okay to give partial witness. It's okay to drop a seed. It's okay to speak a word. It's okay to have a small conversation. Sometimes we put ourselves under a load of guilt because we feel that here I am standing at a counter somewhere and someone asks me a question that is a wide open door for the gospel. But there are people standing behind me that need to get through this line. Have I failed if I don't give them a complete answer? No. Take the small opportunity you have and do your very best in that situation in a way that's fitting. In a way that's fitting. The same sovereign God who saves allowed you that opportunity in that situation that was limited in nature. So be faithful with that limited opportunity that you have. In terms of the fear that she's experiencing, you just have to deal with that by going to the scriptures, remembering what they say about you and about what you can expect as a Christian and all the rest, and then being armed for suffering. I mean, it's not all about you. So if you're putting yourself in the center of the picture, you're thinking wrongly. fear of man is about that. It's about putting me at the center of the picture. The sense of being inadequate or rejected. Sometimes we're afraid of appearing foolish or uninformed or stupid or however you want to say it. I just have to remember it's not about me. It's about Christ. I'm not talking about a great me. I'm talking about a great Savior who had mercy upon me and will have mercy upon you. I've heard stories and seen examples of God saving highly intelligent people, highly accomplished people in this world's estimation through the witness of very simple people. This is not about, you know, there are not many mighty, not many noble.
That's true.
When you think about how the gospel has operated and how people have been brought into God's family. So God can use anybody. You just be faithful.
Yeah. And I wonder if you'd confirm this too. Whenever I've shared the gospel, whether in those just planting the seed types or had the opportunity of a full explanation, it gives you so much more confidence to do it again.
Absolutely.
Right? The more you do it, the more you have confidence to continue to do it.
That's exactly right, Josh. And if I can just remember again that this is my opportunity to tell someone about the greatest person I know, the greatest person who exists, your Creator, your God, the God of the universe and the Savior of the world. I have the opportunity to give some small witness, some small testimony to Jesus Christ. That has to be my focus. So that my pride is mortified by the greatness of God.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you have a question or you would like to contribute to the discussion on this topic, leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.